I was asked whether someone can purchase non-kosher food for non-Jewish homeless people. Well, the Torah seems pretty explicit about this. In Devarim Perek Yudal Pasuk Chaf Aleph, the Torah tells us, "Lo sochel kol nevela." You can't eat non-kosher food or nevela, an animal that was shechted or that was killed without shechita, without proper slaughter. And then the pasuk says, "La ger asher b'sherechati nana v'achala o'machor la'nachri." You give it to a stranger. It presumably refers to a non-Jew or to a nachri, also a non-Jew. You can give it or you can sell it to a non-Jew. It seems pretty simple that you can sell non-kosher food to a non-Jew. Now there is a prohibition that is mentioned in Maseches Shviz, Perek Zayin, Mishneh Gimel, about doing business with nevelos and trefos. The Mishneh says you're not allowed to engage in business with non-kosher food. There's actually a dispute amongst the Rishonim as to what the nature of this prohibition is. Some Rishonim, like the Rosh and Tosfos, believe that it's a Torah prohibition. They learn it from a pasuk. However, the Rashba feels that no, this is all gzeira shema yavo lechol mehen. That the concern is that maybe you will eat the non-kosher food if you're engaging in business. So there's this prohibition of schora. That's an interesting question as to what the parameters of this prohibition is. But feeding food to the homeless obviously is not considered schora. So it would seem that you can feed non-kosher food to non-Jews. However, there is a prohibition to derive benefit from basar b'chalav, from beef and meat and milk that were cooked together. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Siman Pei Zayin Seif Aleph states the following: Kasuv b'Torah lo sevashel gvidi b'chalav imo. Don't boil a goat in its mother's milk. Gimel Pa'amim, it says three times. Echad le'iser bishov, echad le'iser achilav, echad le'iser hana. So it mentions this prohibition three times to tell you once that you can't cook beef and milk together, you can't eat them together, and you cannot derive benefit from a mixture of beef and dairy. So the Shulchan Aruch says that it's only that the it finishes by saying though, but any kol basar b'chalav she'enu asur min haTorah mutar b'hana. If the basar b'chalav is not forbidden on a Torah level to eat, then you actually can derive benefit from it. So, for example, you would be permitted to give a non-Jew, a homeless non-Jew, a mixture of chicken and milk that was cooked together, because the mixture of chicken and milk is only a rabbinic prohibition. And in fact, in Siman Pei Zayin Seif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch writes that the prohibition only applies to basar behema tahora, bachalav behema tahora, with kosher milk and kosher meat. But kosher meat with non-kosher milk, or kosher milk with non-kosher meat, is permitted to for hana is permitted. So technically speaking, a mixture of pork and milk, pork and dairy, would be permitted to give to a non-Jew. Just want to point out that there's an iser hana. You can't get benefit from a mixture of basar b'chalav. So how are you getting benefit when you give this mixture to a non-Jew? Maybe you'll get some goodwill by giving it to the non-Jew. But even if you were to secretly give it to the non-Jew so that he doesn't know the identity of the person who gave him the food, the Pesachei Tshuva in Yoredeya Siman Pei Zayin Seif Katan Bei says, "Ubasar b'chalav haneser b'hana kovrinoso." There's a prohibition to bury, to get rid of a mixture of basar b'chalav that you can't derive benefit from. So a mixture of chicken with milk, or a mixture of perhaps chaya, like a wild animal like deer or buffalo, with milk would be permitted. Meat of non-kosher species of animals mixed with milk is permitted. There's actually a machlokes achronim whether if you have a mixture of a kosher animal that didn't have proper shechita, that was mixed with dairy, is prohibited. That's the situation with almost all commercially available meat. So it comes from a cow, a kosher animal, but it wasn't subject to shechita. So it's a nevela. So is there a prohibition to derive benefit from a mixture of a nevela mixed with dairy? The Rambam says it is permitted b'hana, but other Rishonim disagree, and the dominant view is to be strict. So the Dogel Merava says, and the Pesachei Tshuva as well. So bottom line is that you would be allowed to feed a non-Jew who's homeless. First of all, it's a mitzvah to be. The Gemara in Gittin says that we're mefarnes. We should take care of poor non-Jewish people together with poor Jewish people. So it's a mitzvah to help the needy, the homeless, even the people who are non-Jewish. And you, if need be, you can give him non-kosher food. The only limitation is you can't give the non-Jew a mixture of basar b'chalav, that's asar b'hadah, a mixture of beef and dairy. So you won't be able to give him a cheeseburger or a pepperoni pizza, but you can give other non-kosher food to the homeless person.